The School Committee for Lenox Public Schools recently voted to begin work on a strategy that will look for ways the district can plan for current and future issues. Superintendent Dr. Edward Costa will serve as project manager of the study that will involve the Boston-based Public Consulting Group, as well as public input from community taxpayers, parents of students, local businesses, and others this summer through the school year beginning this fall. The study could identify ways the district might be able to consolidate or collaborate with neighboring districts, or it could recommend that the district should stick to its present course. Dr. Costa said all options are on the table.
There's lots of ways we could end up with the discussion, and we are not predestined to any of those. We want our community to be part of the direction as to where we end up.
But Dr. Costa also said that the rising costs of education warrant the school committee's desire to conduct the study.
It seems that state funding goes down, federal funding goes down, and of course the requisite taxation at the local level goes up to replace those dollars. So we're trying to make sure we bring all possible constituencies into the discussion actively, not passively, but literally have meetings and have these discussions as we map out our future for quality education.
Dr. Costa also said school enrollment at Lenox Public Schools is another concern among committee members. Currently, 25% of students enrolled at Lenox are from neighboring Pittsfield and attend through the state's school choice program.
When you look at something that's 25% of anything, that's a substantial portion. And so as a community, we have to discuss, you know, should we be planning on that much school choice? What happens if school choice takes a dip?
The state caps school choice funding to districts at $5,000 per student. Dr. Costa also said that like many other schools in the state and across New England, Lenox is experiencing a loss in school-age population. Costa said that there were 9 fewer students enrolled during the 2012-2013 school year than the year before. But the trend is more dramatic when looking at Berkshire County's school enrollment over the past decade. According to Mark Malloy, GIS coordinator for the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission.
Back in 2003, the enrollment was almost 20,200. Currently, public school enrollment in the county is 17,000, around 300. So we've lost, you know, almost 3,000 students in just the last 10 years.
Cindy Brown, Vice President of Academic Affairs at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts, said that collaboration among school districts and other stakeholders is not uncommon in the Berkshires. She mentioned the success of the Berkshire Compact for Education, a group with more than 90 members that since 2005 has been working to find solutions to regional problems, including declining enrollment and rising costs, while also increasing college and career readiness among students.
I think there's been a lot of leadership shown, certainly the leadership of the two colleges, the leadership of the Superintendent's Roundtable, the business sector and the nonprofit sector, the cultural sectors. Everyone is a partner through the compact in broader goals for the whole region. And that will only help these kinds of conversations and really help communities decide, in this case Lenox, but communities decide what direction they want to go in.
Public Consulting Group's planning initiative to help the community determine a future path for Lenox Public Schools will be completed by the end of the 2013-2014 school year. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.